Today's daf is daf Chof Dalet, and we're holding now on Chof Gimel Amid Beis, and we're continuing our discussion on the last line over here of the Machlokas, Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan, as to whether there is a kinyan for an Eved below Rabbo, and in a kinyan le'isha below Ba'ala. So apparently the Rabbi Meir holds that ein kinyan le'eved and ein kinyan le'isha, unless it goes directly to the Rav or to the Baal, respectively. And according to the Rabbanan, there is indeed such a kinyan. It's possible to create kinyanim in a way that the Isha or the Baal will have. Today the Gemara asks, Varomi to Rabbi Meir at Rabbi Meir. It seems to be a steer enough, Rabbi Meir here to Rabbi Meir elsewhere. And not only that, but it's Varomi to Rabbanan at Rabbanan. Also a contradiction in the Rabbanan's words here and elsewhere, the Tanya. Let's take a look at the following braita. In Isha, poda ma'aser sheni. A woman cannot be poda, the ma'aser sheni of her husband, in order to be mechalal its kedusha on a coin, which would then be eaten in Yerushalayim, without now the chomesh, below chomesh, because remember, when the owner himself is paid as something, they have to add an additional 25%, which is 20% or chomesh of the total. So she cannot be paid without adding that 20%. Why? Because it's the equivalent of her being paid her own personal ma'aser sheni, even though she's doing it now for her husband. It's still chamishito yosif alav, because it's still imgo yigal ish mima asro. It's not considered to be the equivalent of being paid for somebody else. So that means that what we're saying over here, that a ma'aser sheni that's coming from her husband's field, apparently, the woman is considered to be the equivalent of her baal, and therefore she would require the ish mimasro. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer, mishum Rabbi Meir, isha poda ma'aser sheni below chomesh. This ma'aser sheni is not hers, and therefore there's no need for her to be mosif the 20%. She's like anybody else who would take somebody else's ma'aser be put it for them. So now, first let's figure out what the case is. Echidami. Ilema bezuzi de baal ma'aser de baal. If we're talking about that she's using her husband's money, and it's the fruit that grew in the field of her husband. So it's his ma'aser sheni. So then, I mean, obviously, shlichutei de baal ka'avda. She's doing the shlichus of the baal. There's no way that Rabbi Meir could have said in this case that she should be paid without a chomesh. It's basically the baal who's being paid, and she's doing the act for him. Ella, what are you going to say? The Ella bezuzi dida umaser diday. It's got to be talking about she's using her own money and she's being paid at his payrot. So now, if that's the case, does it not say ish mimasaro omrachmana? That only if the man takes his own pidyon for the maaser, that then he has to be maasif chomesh, but not isha in the maaser of her baala, where it's her own money. Because this is considered to be one person's money and another person's ma'aser sheni. So that doesn't work either. The only possibility is, we're forced to say, el alav, that the Bryce is talking about Gihai Gavna. It's got to be talking about where somebody gave her money, and Aknele, another person, gave her a mana. Va'omarlan, he said to her, okay, you take this mana amanat, shetivdibo at a ma'aser. So you should be now like a person who's being poda, the ma'aser of another individual that doesn't have to be ma'aser chomesh, and therefore would turn out that apparently the machlokas would be like this, that the chachamim hold that such a condition doesn't help. The moment that he gives her now that money, her husband is immediately kind of the money, which of course is exactly what Rabbi Meir's shita was, as we learned yesterday, when it comes to the sugya of the money for the eved to be paid himself. And therefore, when she's paid, she's basically being paid with her husband's money, his own payrot, and therefore he has to be mosif chomesh. Whereas Rabbi Meir holds that no such condition helps, which is exactly what the Chachomim said yesterday when it came to an eved, because he never gave the mana other than for the purposes of using it for ma'aser sheni. And if that's the case, yipcha shemin alohu. Just yesterday, we clearly learned that the shita of Rabbi Meir and the Chachomim were exactly the opposite, that according to Rabbi Meir, such a condition does not help, and therefore there is no way to get money to an Eved for him to be paid to himself, even if you make such a condition, almanat, that it should be given to the Baal to be paid to you. And the Chachomim held exactly the opposite, and namely, that such a tnai was useful. And here they're saying it's not useful. This is mad. Omar Abaye says, Abaye, well, there's no way out of this. It's clear that the shitot, as they're expressed over here, are indeed inverted. April. We're going to have to split now and switch around the shitot and say that according to Chachomim, a woman can be paid without maser, maser shem, without paying the chomesh, because such a condition indeed helped and it's her money. And according to Rabbi Meir, you'd have to pay the chomesh, which would be consistent with what it is that they said yesterday in our sugya. Why doesn't the Gemara say maybe our sugya was backwards? So the Ritva says, because it makes much more sense to say that there was a mistake that occurs in a Braita than that occurs in a Mishnah. And in our sugya, it's the Mishnah, basically. And Bechlal, an interesting side point of Ritva Tainas, is that the normal approach of a Gemara is to switch over something that's coming from somewhere else rather than in the Mokim that we were discussing it as a general rule. Rava Amali Olam Lo Tepuch. Don't invert it, and there's a solution. The Hach over here in the Brighter, we're talking about a case b'maser de atavi b'nasha askina. Talking about over here that the woman gets maser sheni not of her husband, but rather she inherited the maser sheni from Beit Aviha. So she was in line for the Yerusha, and together with other things that she inherited, she also inherited maser sheni, which have a din of nichsei malug, namely that the husband is allowed to use them, but that the body of the thing remains in the rishus of the isha. So normally what we would do is we would sell them. We would use the proceeds to buy real estate. She would keep the balut on the real estate. And now whatever we produce on this real estate would go to the husband. Obviously with the maaser sheni, that's not hers. So now the question is, we have a machlokas here, the tanoim, in what the din would be legabi the pinyan. Okay, so she is now going ahead and she's being paid this maaser sheni dafka with her husband's money. It has nothing to do with the sugya of somebody giving her money. And the machloket now would be as follows. Rabbi Meir l'tame, this is Rabbi Meir l'shitato that we see elsewhere, and that is he holds the Amar maaser. The din is that maaser sheni has a din of mamon hekdesh. It's considered to be mamon gavoa is what it means over here. Not literally belonging to hekdesh, but it's not personal mamon. And this, we're going to see this later, actually, in this Masechta, much later, where there's a Rabbi Meir Shita, that you cannot be Mekadesh Nisha B'Maaser Sheni, because it's not really the husband's to give. And it's only like a heter for a person to eat. So in eating, it is being Zerach B'Shulchan Gavoa. And if you were Mekadesh with it, it wasn't given to you to be Mekadesh Nisha. So since over here it's Mamon Hekdesh, so then when it falls to her, Lo Kani Le'Baal, it's not like the other nechasim where we have a takana that the Baal is able to take it in terms of eating the production from it, achilat pirot. And therefore, when the woman is coming along to be put in maaser sheni, using the husband's money, so you're utilizing someone else's money to be put in maaser sheni of another person, in which case there's no requirement for chomesh. Whereas the Rabbanan are simply following their shita all over. They're following the shita, which they always argue in Rabbi Meir, according to them, l'ta'amayu, the amri, that the money of Maaser Sheni is considered to be mamon edyot, and therefore it has no kedusha attached to it. It's as if it fell to her directly, in which case it falls under the general rubric of nichsei malug, and koni le'bal, so this is personally part of the overall halacha, that the Baal is kind of things that fall to her, and it becomes nichsei malug, in which case he'll come. When now she's using the money to go ahead and to be paid to it, so it's shlichut to the Balkov, that she's dafka doing it now for him. And therefore, it's considered to be the equivalent of being paid to your own money, and because of that, you have to be mosif the chomesh. So it's irrelevant to the sugya that we had yesterday. Now the Gemara brings a brisa in which we find additional modes by which an eved can be yotzi l'chirut, besides what we mentioned in the Mishnah. Tana, that very significantly, we left out in the Mishnah a yetziya that applies to an Eved Kanani, in that is Yotzi v'shein b'ayin, v'roshei evarim shein an chuzrin. So if you knock out, as it says Beferish in the Torah, the shein and the ayin, or, as we're going to see later on, any of 24 different evarim, visible externally, that are not going to grow back if they've been removed, so in such a case, if you knock that out, then the Eved goes free as a halach in the Torah, v'chiyaka ish et in avdo et in amato v'shichata, lachovshi yishalchena tachat eino, v'yimshen avdo v'shen amato yapil, the same halacha. So this din, as the Brita says, is knowing in any Ever that is not chuzer. What's the makar for this? So now the Gemara turns to try to find the makar. So Bishleim Hashem va'ayin, I understand that you would be Yotzei L'Chayos in Mefarsh HaPasuk, as we said, Ktive. But Rosh Yevarim Minolan, where do we know that from? Says the Gemara, well, it's Dumi the Shein V'ayin. Basically, we learn it directly out of Shein V'ayin. I mean, it's a Mamatzinu, no? I mean, if a Shein V'ayin are visible, the Mumin Shebegalui, and if you knock out an eye or knock out an adult tooth, it's not going to grow back. Einan Chozrim. Afko Mumin Shebegalui, Einan Chozrim, would have the same halacha that the Eved goes out free. Asks the Gemara on the contrary. Einan Havit Shein V'ayin Shnei Ktuvim Abayim Ke'achad. If that were true, we could use either of them as the model, and then we wouldn't need the other. So why does the Torah be miyachid now? The two dinim of tachat eino and tachat sheino must be that these are unique, as the normal halacha is that kol shnei ktuvim abayim ke'achad ein melamdim. So what right do we have to make a mamatzino where the Torah goes out of its way to say, no, it's not a mamatzino. It's only where I tell you. These are the two cases I'll tell you. He says, no. Shein v'ayin I definitely need. They're not shnei ktuvim abayim ke'achad. Because if I wouldn't have one, then I would misunderstand the other. Because let's say the Torah would only have written now the din of shein. So ikat rakwan shein and not ayin. So hava mina, then I would have thought that afilu shein dechalav, even what we call a baby tooth, a milk tooth, which is replaceable. So if it's knocked out, so let's say the Eved is a youngster, so he would be Yotzei L'Chayros. Therefore, katavachmana ayin, to tell me just like an eye is not going to regrow, the only type of shein that we're talking about is a shein that will not regrow. On the other hand, why not just say eye, then you'll ask? Because he katavachmana ayin without shein. Havamina ma ayin shenivraimo, avko shenivraimo. Dafka, the eye is an organ with which the infant is born. The infant is not born with visible teeth. And therefore, I would have thought that aval shein, that if you knock out a tooth, since it wasn't there at the time of birth, lo, there would be no yetzia l'cheirut. Therefore, I need both of them. But now that I have both of them, I can learn out all other external evorim. Now, these external evorim that we're talking about would be now your 10 fingers, 10 toes, a nose, a penis, equals 22, and there's also those ears to worry about. So we've got 24 Rosh Evorim beside all of the teeth and the two eyes. Ask the Gemara, but why don't we say that we should darshan this as a klal on a prat? Ema ki yakeh. Okay, yakeh is a klal, as you hit him. Then it says shein v'ayin, which defines precisely what happens with this attack. That's a prat. So in other words, only a yakeh, which is shein v'ayin, is Yotzei L'Chayros, which would be klal prat. The rule is that a klal prat, in b'klal alamasha b'prat, there's no way to extend it. It is what it is. And the Torah is defining what kind of haka'ah, a haka'ah of shein v'ayin, and only shein v'ayin. Shein v'ayin in midi achrin alo, and there would be no Yotzei L'Chayros with anything but the shein v'ayin. No, says Igmar, because afterwards the pasuk continues. La chofshi yishachenu. It doesn't say now, chofshi, or yetzei chofshi. This is la chofshi yishachenu. That means now there's an additional shiluach. That means chazar v'kalal. There's now a general klal to send them out free. And the rule for that is klal prat klal yatadan elika'ina prat. Then the pratim that are listed become now models for anything similar to them. So what would be similar? Well, the kamdi name here over here is ma prat mefurash mupshe begalui. Something that is visible on a body and from the outside, not something that's inside the body. Ve'inam chozrim, and they will not grow back if they're damaged. Afko mumin shebegalui, ve'inam chozrim are going to be a source of chirut. Ask the Gemara, why don't we say that the common denominator is like this? Ima prat meforash mumin shebegalui, yes. Open mumin, not things that are inside the body. And that the organ that's affected is batel mamalachto, that the ion is, if it's blinded, it's not doing what it needs to do. A shein that is out is not doing what it's supposed to do. It can't eat. Ve'ino chozer, and then only then. It doesn't come back, then he's yotzei l'cheiros. Af ko mumim shebegalui, ve'ino chozer, ubatel mamalachto. But I don't think that that is the way that you were learning it, because then how would you explain the brayta that says, alamatanya, tolash bizikano v'dildal bo etzem, suppose he grabs the beard of the Eved and tears, and in doing that, he actually now damages the chin, dislocates it, and therefore it's not going to end up being reconnected properly. that the halacha is over there. The eved yotzi bo lecherut. But why would that be true? Because after all, there's no malacha that is batelet in this case. It's still, everything is connected. So that means that just by being mashchit, something that is open, that's not going to be chozer, he's going to go out lecherut. How do we know that? If it was dependent on a klal prado klal, it would have to be like a shein v'ayin, which is something that is ruined by the hashchata. Therefore, says the Gemara, the chafshiya shalchenu, which we thought was a klal, is not really a klal. It's a ribui. So chafshiya shalchenu is not darshan as a klal prado klal, but rather with the mida of ribui miyad ribui. And ribui miyad miyad, we're mar by everything, except for the thing that is least similar. But we don't need to find a common denominator. Ah, yes, the Gemara said, and if that's true, viribuyehu, so then that means we should be marba everything. Afilu hiko ayado vitsamta v'sofalachzor. Nani? Then we should say, even if he hits him on the hand, and the hand now, he causes a sprain, the hand's not really working, we know it's a question, his tendon was damaged or whatever, put it into a cast for a week v'sofalachzor. It's going to end up being usable. But nonetheless, we should say we should be marba every type of haka'ah, only something that is completely unlike the things listed. And yet, alamatanya, why then does it say in a bright ko ayadovit samtavis of falachzor, ain't ever yatsubalacherut? Must be that we don't have a ribu, we have a klal prado klal? No, says the Gemara. Because if you're going to say it even includes something, which is so falachzor, so then you have to ask yourself, then why does the Torah say shein v'ayin at all? So imkein shein va'ayin maya hanile. I mean, obviously, if the Torah says shein va'ayin, instead of just saying lachovshiya shalchena, it's a makav dojesh chovshiya shalchena. So clearly, it wants to define the klal on some level and say, okay, it doesn't have to be mamish like shein va'ayin because there's a ribui, but it has to be vaguely similar, and that is that at least it's called a permanent damage. Now, the mice we have a braita that talks about the din of yetzia in Rosh Yevorim. And the shaila is over here whether the actual hashchatas ha'eved is the shichur of the eved, or it's a chiyuv to be meshachar, and then the odain will have to write a get shichur. Tanu rabbanan bekulam, in all of these 24 roshei evarim, eved yotzei behem lechirut, v'tzorach get shichur. However, you still require the get shichur, and only that is going to be mater, the eved kedani in a bat chorin, because until then, even though there may be that the Odin has no right to use him, but still, there was no get that gives him a din of a Ben Yisrael in terms of the Kiddush of the Eved, Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir Omer, Eino Tzorich, you do not need a separate get shichrur, and Rabbi Eliezer Omer Tzorich, Rabbi Tarfon Omer Eino Tzorich, Rabbi Akiva Omer Tzorich, and Amachri'in Lifnei Chachamim. There were those who would sit and be machria, what approach is more reasonable. They were machria to say, near in the rate Rabbi Tarfon, b'shein v'ayin. Rabbi Tarfon seems to be correct in saying that you do not require a get shichrur, where you're talking about shein v'ayin, which was written beferish in the Torah. Sha'torah ziktalo. The Torah says beferush, that he is a free man. And why would we need then for there to be an actual get shichrur? But Nir'in, on the other hand, Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that he does require a get shichrur, where the eved is yotzi b'shar evarim, because the other evarim is only a knas chachamim, hol v'knas chachamimu. So therefore, if it's not beforish in the Torah, it would mean that I still need to give the get shichrur. Says, well, what are you talking about, knas? By the way, we got out of psukim. What are you saying, knas chachamim? Knasu, kroi kor darshina. We learned it from the din of miyut ribui miyut. Ella, sorry, say that whole umidrash chachamim. In other words, since, yes, it's true it's a din Torah, but since it's not mefurish in the Torah, so therefore we apply the halacha of a get shichur to it. Now this is a very strange kind of halacha. I mean, who cares whether it's mefurish in the Torah or not mefurish in the Torah? It's a diraisa. There's thousands and thousands of things that we learn out from drushas in this fashion, and we never give them different dinim. So Tosis brings the Rabbeinu Tam, that actually, by Shar Evorim, it's not that the Eved really needs a get shichur. It's just that the Rabbona made a takona, because since not everybody is aware that Shein V'ayin doesn't mean only Shein V'ayin, so we're afraid that people will see this Odin, including the previous owner, and will a year later come and tell the guy, you are my Eved, and because of that, if he already had married a Bas Chorin, has children, and such a terrible pagan. We saw Bechlal, and we never like calling a Ben Chorin an Eved. So many Rishonim agree to this, including the Ran, and the Rashba, and the Ritva. There is also another teretz, as we're going to see soon in the Gemara, that Rabbi Meir holds that you don't need a get shichur from the way that the Torah phrases the din by Shein Vayin. Whereas Rabbi Shimon learns it out of a Gezer Shava from an Isha. So it could be that the Machrin Lifnei HaChachomim hold that on things that are written beferish you can apply Rabbi Meir's drasha, but on things that you're only learning out from the Ribui, so over there you need the Gezer Shava, and there, because of that we have the different halacha that has to be similar to Isha that requires a get. Is a rather innovative solution that is applicable only to this particular situation. My time at the Rabbi Shimon, so what's Rabbi Shimon's father, an Eved, whose Odin was Mashchis, some of the Choftalad Roshei Evori, that he needs to get Shechrur, Yoliv Shiluach Shiluach Miisha. He learns out that just like it says by the Eved Lach Chofshi Yishalchenu, it says by an Isha, Vishilcha Mebeito. Vishilcha Mebeito doesn't mean open up the door and throw her out. Shirchami Beitel means to write a get. Therefore, he says, Ma Isha Bishtar, just like Shiluach, in the case of the Isha, means writing a get, Af Evenami Bishtar. When it talks about Yishalchenu, it means Yishalchenu with a get. Therefore, he has to write a get Shichur. It's a very good diak. What does Rabbi Meir say about that diak? Rabbi Meir, he holds, look, I katav if the Torah had written Chofshi Lebesofi. But it said, Yishalchenu Chofshi. So then I would have said, then you would have been right. But Hashta Dechsiv LaChofshi Yishalchen. So that means that Avada Chofshi Meikora. He began as Chofshi. Now you send him away because you have no right to keep him. But had it written Yishalchen HaChofshi, then Inachinami, there would have been a need of a Pu'ula that creates the Chofshiut. Since, however, there is no such thing, so Mamela, we are left with an understanding that first is Chofshi, and now you're Shalchenu. It's not that the Shiluach is a mode of creating the Lach of Shi. We have another brighter now, Tana Rabbanan. He called Aleinu V'sima, Alazno V'chersha, Eved Yotzei Be'em L'cheirut. So it says here, if now the Odin hits the eye, hits the ear, and the eye goes blind, the ear is deaf, so then the Eved is Yotzei. But suppose the Odin doesn't hit the eye itself. He hits K'negedeno V'no Ro'e. Or kinegedozno veno shumeya. So he causes a response in the eye so that it doesn't see any longer. Let's say he shocks him. It doesn't even physically hit him. It's right next to the eye on a board or a wall or something like that. So because of that, it's a neurological problem. There in Eved Yotzei L'Chirut. Om Rav Sham and Rav Ashi, are you trying to say basically that l'neimra from this, that it's neurological, that kola lav klumu means that you're not mechuyev on damages that are caused through noise. V'otani rami bar yecheska, tarnagol shoshit rosho, lavir kli zchuchit. If a bird sticks its head into a glass container, and it now crows, takabo. Because of that, this is a real operatic tarnagol, so it gives its, and the glass shatters. Mishalem, he has to pay Nezek Shalem. So the owner of the bird pays Nezek Shalem. The Omer of Yosef is another mimer, that Amri Beirav, Sus Shetzanav, V'chamor Shana'ar. If you have a horse now that neighs, or a chamor that brays, and because of that, they generated such sound waves that Shavru Kelim B'toch HaBayit, the owner of the Sus and the chamor, have to pay Chatzi Nezek. So according to this, we view it as it's chatzi nezek because it's actually tzrorot. Tzrorot means you throw something, an animal throws something. Let's say the tarnagol is walking by and kicks up a stone. Now the stone breaks something. Even though it's a chiyuv, we have a gezerat hakatuv that something like that, halacha l'moshe misinai, pays only chatzi nezek. So this halacha l'moshe misinai, which is really a machlokas tachachomim and sumchus, whether tzoros is nezek shalim, or whether Tzoros is Chatzi Nezek. But in any event, this latter mimer is treating kol as Tzorot, because you're shooting sound waves, so you're shooting compressed air at something. What's the difference between that? Or shooting pebbles at something. So it's coming mikocha. Many nezik bekayach is called soros. Something that is generated not as the direct impact, but as the secondary impact of what it is that the animal does. So that means Rami, by Chazak, says nezik shalem. That's going according to the sumchus who holds that soros is chayav nezik shalem. And we're talking about over here, obviously, that it's not really an operatic singer, but that inside of this glass container, there were seeds that were attracting it, and the noises that were making were normal. Not that they were weird things, in which case there would be another problem, in that a nezik that is in the mishuneh, anyway you don't pay nezik shalom. The braita of the Bar Bei Rav, that was talking about the chamor being chatzi nezik, over there it's going according to Shita Chachorim, who hold that you're chayev only chatzi nezik on soros. Okay, but I understand. That part, it doesn't bother me, but what I clearly see there is that the impact of sound waves is considered to be an impact that's machayev. So why do we say by the Eved that the impact of the sound waves that causes now the eye or the ear to stop functioning is potter? Says the Gemara, actually, Omar Lei, Ravashi said to Rav Shalman, that a person is, you're right, is chayev on the zinc that comes through noise and sound. Because of that, the owner of a behemoth is chayev also, although it's churros. But over here where we're talking about the Eved, an Eved is not yotze with the Odin, because shaynei adam, even the bardatu, yu mavit nafshe. In this case, the neurological damage is not the direct impact of the sound waves on his brain. It's the way in which his psychology has caused a breakdown in the cells to stop that reaction. And that's a function of his psychological reactivity, so that he has caused this own damage, basically, by determining, so to speak, I mean, maybe it's subliminal, but by determining to be deeply affected by this way. And in anything like that, an Adam HaMazik is in Chayev, where the other person contributes to the damage. And because of that, the Eved is also not Yotze L'Cheres. And I'll prove that to you. Kidatanya. Hamavit et Chaveiro, that somebody scares the next guy, and he gets a heart attack. He's patur midine Adam v'chayav midine Shamayim. He would be patur there, Bezdin cannot force him to pay. However, mitzad din Shamayim, he has a moral chiyuv to pay, and he can get an onus for not paying. Ketzad. What do we mean? We mean, let's say, toka ba'ozno. Let's say he shouts into the guy's ear and the shock causes him to go deaf. B'chersho. So there we would be patur because it was only because of his reaction that he went deaf. So that's like a groma. But he's chayav v'dei shamayim. But achazehu v'taka ba'ozno b'chersho chayav. But if he does a maisa gomer to his body, so that he holds him and shouts into his ear, then he would be chayev. But then it's not considered to be a groma. Then it's considered to be actual nezik. Now, if we hold of the pshat here of the Rama, who says iu mavit nafshei is not psychological, but rather he was the one that put himself into the position by not ducking. In other words, what he should have done is get his head out of the way, in order that there wouldn't be that much impact of the sound, and that way he could have prevented the damage. Since he didn't react, and he let the guy do this, so because of that he's considered to be the Tokeyas Porter, the evidence of the Yotze L'Cheres. According to that Rama, if you hold on to the guy so he couldn't duck, and keep his head in place, and you shout into his ear, so it's not stomp a Maisa B'Alma. But rather, it's because he actually, physically, in the other case, contributed. And here, there was no choice that he had, and he couldn't have moved out of the way. Tana Rabbana, hikohu aleinu v'chata. Suppose the Odin hits him, and it doesn't go blind his eye, but it gets very dim, so he can't see well. Al shino v'nadada. He hits his tooth, the tooth doesn't fall out, but it's gotten loose. So im yacholish tamesh be'machshav, if he could still see enough now, or eat, then any of it yet's from lecheres v'imla. If he's actually causing to be unable to use the ayin or the shein for what it usually does, so then eved yet's from lecheres. So even though he can make out sort of a building and things like that, but that's not considered to be a re'ya. Tanya idach. Another brisa says arei shaita eino kuhuya v'sima. What about the other direction? How about if the eye started off being not very good, so that he could make out things from it, but it wasn't clear-sighted? Now comes along the other and hits him and blinds him completely. or if sheino was neduda. It was already loose. V'ipila yitzim, and now he knocks it out completely. Seim yachol yishtamesh mem kvar. If before that they were usable, even though it's not fully well, nonetheless, it's considered to be now that you've destroyed something. In which case, the evidence would be yes of the chayrut. But if anyway you weren't able to chew at all on that tooth or see it all through that eye in a useful fashion, in evidence of the chayrut. V'tzricha, and we need now both of those brayot, because there's a chiddush in every one. Let's say I would have only heard the first bright. So I would have said, okay, you know why Yetzel Cheres? Because you began with something that was fully functional. So Mishum Demikor Nura Barya. And now you have Nura Kachisha. You've got now very weak eyesight. Mashenke Nahacha in the second case, where Mikor Nami Nura Kachisha. You never had good eyesight. So maybe in that case, even though before I hit him, he didn't have good eyesight. So now it's a little bit worse. He's totally blind. Bottom line is he never had a good eye. So maybe I would say, Ema, I would say that, lo, you shouldn't go out lecheres, because an ayin that the Torah is referring to is a fully useful ayin, perhaps. Therefore, comes along a bright, tell me that's not the case. That as long as the other was mevato, some usability is yotze lecheres. And on the other hand, Yashminanafa would have known only the second bright. So I would have said, okay, the reason over here that he goes out is because it's absolute now. The difference between something and nothing is an absolute difference. So Mishum de Samuel Lagamre. But the difference between perfection and 10% of perfection is not an absolute difference. It's a relative difference. Avalhatam de lo Samuel Lagamre. Emalo, maybe you're not Yotzi Lacheris, but just a relative difference. Therefore, Tzrich, we need both of these brayta. Tana Rabbana, Harei Shaya Rabo Rofe. How about if the owner of the Eved is a surgeon or a doctor? V'yamalo likholo eno v'sam'a. So he was going to put in some medication into the eye, and instead he caused it to go blind. Or the Eved asks him to be lachtor lo shino. He should now do a teeth cleaning on him, and instead he pila, he ends up ruining the tooth completely, the dentist. So then there's a very smart Eved. He knew he was a lousy doctor and a lousy dentist. Sichek badon v'yatza. So now he pulled his little trick, and now he's Yotzi l'cheirut. Even though there was no kavan on the part of the master to destroy, he only wanted to help. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel omer? No, it says v'shichata. That's with actual kavana for ashkata. This, of course, has massive implications for suits in the medical profession. V'rabbana, says the Gemara, and how about a Rabbana who argued Rabbi Shimon that they hold that v'shichata does not mean that he had to have intent. So what does it mean? So havhai v'shichata ma'avdilei, what did they do with the lashon of v'shichata specifically? They say hai v'shichata is v'boilei l'kidatanya. We need that for what is learned out of the following brayta, namely that Rabbi Eliezer Ober Harisho Shit Yadol Me'eshiv Chato. Suppose the Adain is a gynecologist, so now he's trying to help her give birth, take out the uber, and b'taut he is sima ubash v'meya. He touches now the eyes of the embryo that's inside of her and blinds the infant. The fetus is now blind. In that case, he's potter. My taima the armakro v'shichata. V'shichata is ad sheyechaveh l'shachata. Since over here he didn't want bechalal to do any mice. So there, at least not to the eye. So there is no yetzia l'cheros. But where the kavana was to actually do something to the eye. And that thing that he did ended up being the blinding of the eye. Even though the intent wasn't blinding. But the act was the intent. And therefore he's not. And according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, how does he learn from v'shichata that the case, both the case of choliat einayish, that over there is not yotze l'cheirut, if he needs the v'shichata to tell me the easier din of Rabbi Eliezer, that you're not yotze l'cheirut if there's no kavona to do anything to the eye, says the Gemara, because we have two different drushes here. He could have said v'shichet. V'shichet would have meant that he ended up being destructive. It says v'shichata. So the difference between v'shichet, v'shichata gives us an extra posik, basically, in which nafka he learns out from v'shichata instead of v'shichet. So v'shichet, he learns out the case of Moshe, where there was no kavana bechlal, even to touch on the thing. And from the extra v'shichata, he learns out that even if he was being asek in order to make it better, he was Isaac directly in the eye, nonetheless, that she was being Isaac not for purposes of Shechata, but to make it better, the evidence is not Yotzel of Cheres. The Edoch, and why did the Chachamim not darshan that? Because they hold V'shichet, V'shichata, lo darsh. They don't learn that the Torah would have chosen the Lashon of V'shichet in terms of the context here. Omrif Sheshes, Haresh Haita Eino Simuya. Suppose he was actually totally blind, the Eved. But now what the Odin did is V'chatata. He now completely removed the eye. Eved Yotzei Ben Lecherut, despite the fact that he was always blind. My time. I mean, I thought we said if it was Smuya, then it didn't do anything. Explains Rav Papa, because by removing it physically from the socket, the Eved becomes a Bechusar Eva. And that itself is the type of Hashkata that puts the Eved Lecherut. Now, Lemaisa, I mean, you could say that when it comes to the case before, where we had in the previous Braita, where the iron was not usable and it was Masamit, we don't call it to be Mechusar Eiver. And, I mean, after all, if you're going to tell me that the issue over here is that the actual removal is a different level than before we said, if he knocked out a shane, it's not a different level. So why now is knocking out the eye a different level? And obviously, I mean, the answer that the Achronim speak out is clear, that a shane is never called a mechusar eiver because it's the derech of a shane to fall out, but it's certainly not the derech of an ayin to be physically chaser from the body. Omer of Sheshes, Hare Shaita, and I'll bring you a raya, says Rav Sheshes. We find a Tana, our Tana, that actually says this. Because what? The Braita says in this Inyan of Korbanos that Tamut v'zacharut b'beima v'ein Tamut v'zacharut b'ofot. The halacha of the Torah's demand of Korbanos being tmimim, or of certain Korbanos needing to be dafka zachar tamim. That said, only by a behema, there's no such halacha of the sex making a difference or the unblemished status making a difference when it comes to a korban that is being brought as a korban na'of. So therefore, any time that we have the halacha babakar, bakvasim, ubaizim, which is the way the Torah puts it, so then over there indeed, it always says it has to be tamim. But when it comes to the behema, there's not such halacha. Yoko, you may think that if that's the case, if you have a bird, where yafsha gapa, where you now have the wing that is dried up, or nikta'a ragla, or one of the feet of a dove was chopped off, or nechtetaine, or one of the eyes was taken off of a pigeon. So that would be kosher for a korban, and it's not considered to be the equivalent of a ein tamud v'zacharu. Tamud lomar min ha'of v'lo kol ha'of. Therefore, says Artana, the meaning of the pasuk of mina oaf is to tell me not every old oaf is kosher for a korban. That tells me that an oaf maybe doesn't need tamut, but certainly mechutzar eiver pasuk. So you see from here that a mechutzar eiver goes beyond the normal hagdara being a baal mum. Therefore, by an evet, so even though he was a suma beforehand, he was a baal mum, I couldn't see. But becoming a mechutzar eiver is already a completely different darga of hashkata. And therefore, he would be Yotze Lechetz. Omer Abchir Barashi Amarav Haitalo. If this Eved had now an extra digit, so he had a Yeteret, an extra toe, or an extra finger, V'chatacha, even though it was extra, Eved Yotze Ben Lecherus, it's like all the Rosh Hayavarim, even though in this, it's already no longer 24 Rosh Hayavarim. Now it goes beyond it. He's got 25 Rosh Hayavarim. But it's the equivalent of a normal aver in another person. Om Ravuna, this is only Vahushin Isperet Agav. It's only where the extra digit is in line with the other digits. But if there's like a thumb coming out from the top of his hand or from his palm, it's not considered to be one of his fingers.